Nudged presents Valentine Joe by Rebecca Stevens, narrated by Rebecca Stevens. In memory of my grandfather, Fred Thompson, and the men and boys of all nations who didn't make it home from the Great War. In Flanders fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks, still bravely singing, fly scarce heard amid the guns below. John McCrae, In Flanders Fields, Essex Farm, 1915. Chapter 1. It was the day before Valentine's Day, and Rose was on a train, speeding through the misty Kent countryside with her passport in her bag, her phone in her pocket, and her grandad on the seat opposite, snoring gently. Rose hoped he wasn't going to dribble. She stifled a yawn and looked around the compartment at the other passengers, trying to imagine who they were and what their lives were like. She often did this when she was sitting on a train or bus and had nothing else to do. It stopped her getting bored, or thinking about other stuff. Her eyes rested on a smartly dressed woman across the aisle working on a laptop. She lived on her own, Rose decided, in an amazing flat overlooking the river, but secretly longed to move to the country and breed guinea pigs. And the smug, pink-faced businessman opposite, who looked like he'd been overinflated with a bicycle pump, he didn't know his teenage daughter had just got her tongue pierced, and his son was keeping a snake in a shoebox under his bed. The young couple with backpacks and blonde dreadlocks whispering to each other further down the carriage were on the run from the police. Rose was just trying to decide what crime they might have committed when the girl looked up and caught her eye. Rose stared down at her book, cheeks hot with embarrassment. She seemed to spend a lot of time feeling awkward these days. She'd felt excited that morning, though, when Grandad had picked her up and they'd gone swinging through the early morning streets in a cab, heading for St. Pancras International. She'd felt like someone different, someone who got on trains and set off to foreign countries all the time, someone who found it easy to talk to boys, went to loads of parties, and didn't spend so much time staring out of her bedroom window or making up weird stories about strangers on trains. Someone normal, in other words. Someone happy. Not that Rose was unhappy. She didn't go round bursting into tears in Tesco or anything like that, although she did once feel like crying when a friendly bus driver called her sweetheart and told her to have a good day. It was just...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?